Blackstone Publishing presents Speechless, Controlling Words, Controlling Minds by Michael Knowles. This book is read by Michael Knowles. For Alyssa, with love. Preface. It is ironic that the author of a best-selling blank book should choose for his next subject language itself. But irony lies at the heart of political correctness. To call something politically correct is to acknowledge that it is not correct, at least by the standard of reality. A man in a dress is a man, but according to political correctness, he is a trans woman, a term with the same ironic structure. To call someone a trans woman is to acknowledge that he is not really a woman. Moreover, few people who support political correctness invoke the phrase in earnest. More often they will do so with tongue-in-cheek, as if to acknowledge their own overreach. But though self-aware progressives may not always use the term with sincerity, they always seem to enforce the standards with severity. My wordless bestseller took aim at the left. Ironically, my second book spills more ink on the failures of the right, which through decades of incompetence has permitted political correctness to invert our culture. The more conservatives attempt to fight political correctness, the worse the problem seems to get. The situation recalls Chesterton's distinction between progressives, whose business is to go on making mistakes, and conservatives, who exist to prevent mistakes from being corrected. Americans became aware of political correctness during the late 1980s and early 1990s, as debates over language roiled college campuses and corporate boardrooms. The speech standards had developed gradually since the early 20th century with little notice from conservatives, who would spend the next several decades fighting against them in vain. Conservatives have failed to thwart political correctness because most do not understand what it is. They have portrayed political correctness and its derivatives, including wokeism and cancel culture, as censorship, which we must oppose in the name of liberty. These bumper sticker arguments reveal that conservatives understand as little about liberty and censorship as they do about political correctness. Despite the vague complaints of many conservatives over the years, political correctness is not merely a synonym for censorship, though the two concepts are related. Political correctness, PC, is a standard of speech and behavior along leftist ideological lines. It no doubt censors certain words and actions, but then so does chivalry. All societies embrace and enforce standards. Yet today, this basic social fact seems to be lost on many conservatives. Ironically, the putative defenders of tradition have come to eschew standards altogether. The social
sample complete. Ready to continue?